This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, with a smile in my voice and a smile on my face, I'm laughing and loving having Jennifer and Victoria and Kara here with you on the DJV program. There are a lot of things that are going on. Help us celebrate the day, will you please, by being here and paying attention. You can go to my Facebook page. If you haven't, you'd get a kick out of this. Facebook.com/Doug Steffen is a picture of a dog using a urinal. And it is worth the price of admission. Just go look at that. There's a lot of, I love to post things about animals and things. And this is, this is one fabulous video. So check it out at facebook.com/DJV show. Well, no, at Doug Steffen. Well, you can check out say it again, Doug. There it is. Stuff at the DJV show as well. Facebook.com/DJV show. But the picture or the video of the dog in the toilet is at Facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Holiday time. We are, let's see, how do we schedule this? 2 weeks from tomorrow. All right. Or 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks. Anyway, in 2 weeks, it's Thanksgiving. So we're getting into the holiday season. I've noted some Christmas decorations up already, and we're wanting to take our mind off a lot of the silly stuff that's going on. So, Jennifer, what do you have?
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Put us in the holiday spirit. It's the holiday season.
Yeah, we're going to take away from some of the impeachment talk and talk about the dang rich. This is a story that's been trending from Harrods. You know Harrods, right? The famous department store in London.
Big store. Yep, fabulous.
Well, apparently, much to the chagrin of Elizabeth Warren and some of our candidates here who don't like the rich so much, they're putting a 1% twist on a holiday tradition for their in-store Santa. Only families that have spent at least $2,500 at Harrods this year will be granted access to Santa's lap. How about that?
But $2,500 at Harrods is like one item. No. So that's really not...
No. So if you're walking in there, maybe this isn't so bad. But it's unclear when the first store Santa appeared. By some accounts, Dougie, it was in Boston in 1890. Macy's also says that they were the first to get the idea. Yet the attraction, obviously, is not only to make children happy, but also get the parents in the store and spending money. Harrods says this year at Store Santa will appear in a Christmas grotto decorated by Crystal Company Swarovski. They promise a snow-covered woodland.
Isn't that
filled
the one that has all the diamonds?
Well, they're not real diamonds. They're crystals, but everything's sparkly. I love Swarovski. So pretty. Anyway, they have a snow-covered woodland filled with sparkling surprises and, of course, inhabited by Father Christmas himself. They say that Harrods Rewards members on the Green 2 level are the only ones who are going to be allowed into the store. They'll have to spend £2,000, the equivalent of $2,567 to visit because they want to give them something special for their patronage. Now, some shoppers are very upset because they like to take their kids to the store, probably not buy anything, but maybe visit with Santa at Harrods, and now they're going to have to spend a chunk of change to see Santa in his new woodland crystal grotto, which I so want to visit, by the way.
Lovely. All right, couple of items here from the political realm. I notice with some interest, actually, Pete, whoever's the...
Buttigieg.
I'm just guessing after you pause after Pete.
Right. He is the 37-year-old openly gay mayor of the fourth largest city in Indiana. He's been on the campaign trail since last April. I don't know whether people in town miss him or not. But there's a blockbuster new poll in Iowa showing him leading the field for the first time of all of the candidates. The only name that wasn't in there is Michael Bloomberg. And I find it interesting. I'm making note of the Buttigieg thing, and also something that Dick Durbin, who is an Illinois Democrat, been in the Senate for too long, he says that we don't need any more candidates. A lot of people have been out there working hard, done a lot of traveling to have somebody think they can airdrop themselves into this circumstance isn't good, which is an obvious shot at Bloomberg, who basically...
And Deval Patrick, who said he wants to jump in.
Yeah, he's a worthless waste of time. But Bloomberg is not. Bloomberg is a serious candidate, and the Democrats know. I mean, I don't understand what these people are thinking. Of all the candidates they have, the only one who's got a chance to beat Trump is Bloomberg. So why wouldn't they welcome him with open arms unless it's just all about them?
Because they're trying to avoid a contested convention. That's really the bottom line. And by the way, just when you thought it was over, Hillary Clinton will probably get in this thing by December. She's been dropping hints along the campaign trail, or along her book trail, by the way, saying that she's going to make a decision.
She's going to be sorely disappointed.
I
voted for Hillary, and I think pretty much everyone who did is in the same boat. Yeah. There's a time.
I wouldn't vote for her again.
Yeah.
I want Bloomberg to run.
I don't know that anyone would. I mean, it's like she didn't do enough to win last time, which was very frustrating to people who went out.
She kind of did win last time, but...
I mean, technically, she won by 3 million votes, but yes, Kara's correct. She did not go to the states that she needed to go to for the Electoral College. So, and that was a huge letdown. People have moved on.
Who thinks that it's important that Elijah Cummings' wife run to succeed him in Congress? For those who may have forgotten,
this is in that district, maybe.
Her name is Maya Rockamore Cummings. She told the Baltimore Sun that she's stepping down from her role as the chairwoman of the Democratic Party in Maryland to run. Her husband died last month, and so she wants to.
She looks a lot younger than he was.
I think she is.
I saw a picture of them together. I don't know if I'm.
He looked old. I don't know how old she is.
He was only in his 60s.
Wow.
Yeah, and I always thought he was much older than that. Yeah.
Well, he looked. He had a lot of health problems. He was an angry guy. And that combo makes you look like you're 100 years old, and that's what he looked like. But this is interesting to see. What do you know about her, Kara? You're from that area. Anything at all? What do we know about
her? I do not know anything about her. I mean, I would say the nice thing, and Victoria said that the people who might vote for her are the people who obviously live in that community. The nice thing about Elijah Cummings is that he lived in that community his entire life.
Right,
he went back home every day, and so I think that was important to the people that live there because he actually knew about them and could represent them. And so she would probably
Those are few and far between with that bunch.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point. 14 past the hour on the DJB program. Is male menopause killing your sex life? You can find out the answer to that by listening to the Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell. So if you want to know about male menopause and whether it affects your ability to make whoopee, you'll want to listen to the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the, I was going to say on the Good Day program, but it's the maturation of the Good Day program, the DJV show. Jennifer, I wondered what your perspective was on the latest PG&E offer, giving money to wildfire victims as part of their restructuring plan. They've declared bankruptcy, so they're prepared to offer $13.5 billion. One wonders if that's enough. As we all know, it was their fault that the fires being sparked by their power lines caused as much damage as has been the case, or was last year and again this year. So what do you think this story is? How are the people in California reacting to this?
The people of California, I don't even know if they're following this. They know that there's a lot of bad press for PG&E in Southern California, Edison. But as far as the money trail goes, I don't know if they're really paying attention, and that's unfortunate. Do those victims deserve that money? Yes. Is this going to solve any future wildfires and future deaths? Absolutely not. So I think the people that lost everything, including their family members, deserve a payout from PG&E. Until California's ready to stop requiring all of this environmental regulation money, until PG&E's ready to harden their infrastructure, there's going to be no change. It's just going to be the status quo, and it's just a bunch
of the most
talking.
Outrageous things in this country. This is one. You know,
yeah.
If there's a top 10 list of outrages for the year, this has got to be close to the top. Really?
I know.
These guys, the
fact that when it gets windy, it gets hot, the answer to try to protect people, and I use air
shut
quotes there that
off.
You can't see, is to shut the power off, yet there are still fires that are killing people and damaging property. It's inexcusable.
Yeah, sure is. A couple of people have the plague in China today, being treated there, second time the disease, the same one. Remember, you studied this in history, right? The Black Death?
Oh, yeah.
The deadliest pandemic in the history of humanity. So the same thing is showing up in China. And one wonders whether or not it's part of, this is in a area of Mongolia where the bubonic plague was big. And I just wonder if something is in the soil or something has, you know, this stuff gets buried. These bacteria, you know, I'm speaking from experience this last couple of weeks, how some of this bacteria that's around is pretty hard to knock off. And this particular bacteria eats your kidneys. So
is this the same? It's the same.
Awful.
Yeah.
It's, what is it called? Yersinia pestis? Is that the bacteria?
I can't pronounce it, but it sounds good.
Because that's the black. That's what the bubonic plague was.
Yeah,
that was from. It came from fleas. Because it's from rats and mice and squirrels.
Rats, mice, and fleas. Yeah. So that stuff could have been buried, and somebody may have unearthed somehow or other in that area. This is a remote area of China, and who knows? You know, the farmers are out there, you know, moving stuff around maybe first time.
It's got to be in the soil, right?
It's got to be. It's in the soil. Yep. What's the story with, I'm trying to figure, I know that a lot of people like Selena Gomez. Is this gossip about her weight and trying to tell everybody that she's happy living my life and leave me alone because I'm okay. So is this more social media garbage?
Yes, it is. People, you know, she gained some weight. She had a kidney transplant, and then she's
okay?
had some. She has lupus. She's had a lot of health problems, and so she seems to be doing well now. One of her best friends actually gave her her kidney. So
by the way, that's my cousin's friend. They all went to high school together.
Really?
Oh, that's
Francia.
It's really amazing. But seems to be okay. But who cares? She gained a little weight. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. All right, 21 after DJV time.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Like Donnie and Marie to me. Or is this Marie all by herself?
I don't know. It's puppy love. You would know better than me.
It's either a prepubescent boy or it's a girl.
No, I think it's Donnie and Marie together. This may be the original version of puppy love. Donnie and Marie.
And they called it puppy love.
I love this stuff, frankly.
Yeah.
Shows my true age in terms of my music preferences, but this is the kind of stuff I played when I was a disc jockey. Sappy, syrupy, silly tunes. But it was nice. It was fun. Marie Osmond says she's ready to perform the final week of an 11-year run with her brother Donnie at the Flamingo after she chipped her knee last week. She was forced to back out of a performance last Saturday, but is promising audiences she'll be back for this week's final show. She and Donnie Osmond, who is now 62, have had hits with songs like Puppy Love and Paper Roses. I had a front row seat for this concert about, let me see how I'll put this to perspective. It was about 5 years ago, I think. I got tickets for the two of us and ended up, I went by myself. It was the only, the chair next to me was the only empty chair in the house, and she came down and sat in it. And she sang to me.
It was
yeah. It was really. Remember, I Jennifer. I told
whoever
you
that. Your date I know, was, I missed out. But good for you.
Yeah. It was kind of fun. Well, I actually did it because the date loved Donny Osmond, and I thought it'd be kind of a cool thing.
Flaked bigly, right?
What's that?
I remember your date flaked bigly on that one.
Yeah, this is a big disappointment. Anyway, the front row seats that I sat in, I think I paid, you know, $400, $500, $600 for, are $4,000 now for this performance. I'll bet they'll go back and do it, though, because they've had a good time doing it. They like doing it. Donnie was very personable. I remember talking to him. He's been on this program a couple of times, but he is just they're both understanding of what it takes to be a good performer and successful in terms of liking the people and really playing to them, understanding they're responsible for their success. So that's the story on the end of the Osmonds in Las Vegas after all this time. So I'm betting they'll be back, though. So the Monkees also in the music corner, 26 after the hour on the DJV program. They're returning to the road next year for a three-week tour, dubbed an evening for the Monkees, starting in April up in Vancouver, and it goes till it's the 1st of April to the end of April, going to Nashville there. I like the tour they had earlier this year featuring Mickey Dolenz and Michael Nesmith, who are the surviving members, and spotlight songs from all of their career. Tickets on sale the 15th of November. Group is also releasing a live album called The Mike and Mickey Show. That'll be up next year as well, about the same time they go on tour. It was put together last March, throughout the course of their Monkees present, The Mickey and Mike Show. Fans who purchase tickets to their upcoming tour will automatically get the album either as a digital download or the physical CD. If they stick to the set list from this year, expect a mixture of all their hits like I'm a Believer and Pleasant Valley Sunday, Daydream Believer, which is one of the most fabulous songs ever recorded by anybody in my estimation, and some of the newer ones, Good Clean Fun. It's just, they've got a good... combination of things. Their most recent shows took place in June when they brought their tour to Australia and over to New Zealand. It was their first time on the continent with Nesmith since 1968. A couple of more months before it kicked off, he expressed doubts about his future in the band. Like a lot of these groups, they have their fussing and fighting, and then they are smart to get back together because there's a lot of money involved. So that's the update on the Monkees. At
anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of closed-door sessions, the House Intelligence Committee will be holding the first public hearing in the Trump impeachment probe this morning. Witnesses will be asked whether the president and members of his administration pushed Ukraine's leader to publicly launch an investigation of Democrats. The Democratic California congressman who chairs the Intel panel, Adam Schiff, says even if the GOP-led Senate doesn't end up convicting President Trump, the impeachment process may deter him from, in his words, further misconduct. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is quashing a rumor that she might be replacing Mike Pence on the ticket with President Trump next year.
The vice president and the president are a great ticket together. There is no truth whatsoever that I would ever in any way look to get that position.
She spoke on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here we are, 34 after the hour, celebrating another day of the interesting forum known as the DJV program. D for Doug, Doug Stefan, J for Jennifer, Jennifer Horn, V for Victoria, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All of us are here to benefit mankind. Don't you feel like there's a heavy weight, ladies, on your shoulders every day? We're here to benefit mankind. And people listening to this program, not only all across the country, but all around the world. And I'm told that our signal has gone through V'ger and is out in space somewhere, perhaps on Pluto, maybe big on Pluto. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Sure. Listen to them. Let's try to figure out what's going on. All right, Victoria.
Heavy burden to carry.
Yes, it is. Speaking of what's going on, it seems the Supreme Court has made a ruling that most of us will, I think it's okay. What do you think?
Well, Remington Gun Maker, the manufacturer, Remington Arms is the technical name of the company. They're not happy about this, but I think everyone else is. The Supreme Court essentially has rejected a bid by Remington to block a lawsuit from the family members whose loved ones were killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. So by the Supreme Court saying, we're not going to hear your arguments, it bounces back down to the Connecticut Supreme Court. And so they had decided earlier this year that the lawsuit could proceed. Remington took it all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme said, sorry, we're not going to hear your arguments. This goes back down to Connecticut now, and this can move forward. So the plaintiffs first filed this lawsuit back in 2014. They claim that Remington never should have sold the Bushmaster AR-15-style rifle. That is the weapon that was used in the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. 20 children were killed. 6 adults were also killed. And the lawsuit is they're attempting to hold Remington liable for the way that they marketed the rifle.
The lawsuit of the parents went after Alex Jones. Whatever happened to that? Anybody remember?
I don't know. I give him zero attention, so I don't know.
There you go.
But, you know, the interesting thing is the reason that this went up to the Supreme Court is because Remington made the argument that they're shielded under a federal law that protects gun makers from liability as long as people purchase their products legally. That actually, I believe, started with George W. Because that's where if you are a victim or a family member of a victim of a mass shooting, you cannot hold the gun manufacturer liable.
Well, why could you? I guess I am against this. Do you sue Honda for someone that mows down with a car?
Everyone sues the car makers.
Yeah,
of course.
If someone gets behind the wheel of a car and runs someone over purposely, you can sue Honda.
Yep. Here's something.
I don't know. I'm not saying they're going to win, but people absolutely
do. Let me bring this back to home. Okay, here's a story for you. One of my guys on the farm he slipped on the roads were wet and the leaves had started to fall. So he wasn't going that fast, but he stopped short and the car that he hit, he just tapped. No damage to the truck and no visible damage to the car. So the lady and the police don't cite either driver. So the lady, however, claims that she's injured. She refuses to drive her car away. So they brought a tow truck. This woman was taken to the hospital. The next thing you know, an ambulance chaser contacts me, is suing me, suing the driver, and suing the Ford Motor Company for having improper brakes on the truck. So the answer to your question happens all the time. These ambulance chasers?
Right?
No, of course it's not right. It isn't right. She didn't have any. We found out.
The thing is that's interesting, though, and this is the way they're getting around it. They're not suing the gun manufacturer for making the gun. They're suing the gun manufacturer for the way they marketed it. That's the difference, and that's why the suit.
Interesting to see what happens with it. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens. Okay, speaking of things from the George Bush administration, this is something that has sent me pretty much into the ozone. Those of you who listen to me or have over the years know that I'm a family farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I do a weekly program and a podcast called The American Family Farmer, aimed at helping people who are on the farm, the family farm, survive, connecting food and farms and families. So when I see the news that Dean Foods, which is run by a company, a family named Sweeza, has gone into bankruptcy, they say they've been struggling for recent years because Americans are drinking less milk. No, 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 no. That is not the reason they are going bankrupt. They are going bankrupt because they control 80% of the fluid milk supply in this country. And the country has recognized that the stuff that they're selling, whether they know it's coming from a Dean Food subsidiary or not, because when they go into a region, they keep the name. For example, here in New England, they kept the name Gorelick for Gorelick Farms, but it's their company. They have ruined the family farmer. They have encouraged the buildup of these huge mega, not even farms, they're just big factories that happen to have cows on them that make milk. They're not farms at all. And the contents of the bottles of milk that you buy is so bad that the people stop buying them. They know there's no nutritional value to the stuff. It's crap. And so this all took place during George Bush's presidency when the Suiza family were able to raise, they had fundraisers galore for Bush, $4 or $5 million to his campaign. And about 6 months after he became president, strangely enough, all the rules and regulations governing what the milk suppliers could do and couldn't do and who controlled them were all relaxed. So this company, just like what happened in the radio business, three companies bought up all the radio stations. This company, this family, bought up all of the means of production. They went way in hock. They borrowed lots of money. And now they file for Chapter 11 because, not because the American public, there are those people who do prefer some of the milk because they say that it's better with almond milk and
soy. Well, some people are lactose intolerant.
But here's the thing, though.
I looked, because I looked into this a little bit more, and you're right. They're completely lying. When they say that Americans aren't, that the reason for this is that Americans aren't drinking milk, that's not true. It has gone down a little bit, but, and almond milk, coconut milk, you know, things like that have gone up a little bit, but it's not enough that it should have put them out of business at all.
They're just lying.
And by the way, mismanagement or whatever
doing
else
this,
it is.
What they're doing is purposely declaring bankruptcy to screw hundreds, if not thousands, of small family farmers because it's cheaper for them to get their milk when they come out of bankruptcy to get their milk from these huge 5, 10, 15, 20,000 cow farms or operations, factory farms, than it is from the guy who's milking 100 cows or 150 cows like me. That's what they're doing this for. They are no good SOBs. They've never been. They're just awful. All right, so that's that update on that. Here's an update. Speaking of that, a listener note, more on the Good Day Health show. You'd like to have proof that drinking coffee can be beneficial to you? You'll need to listen to the most recent podcast, Dr. Ken Kronos with us on Good Day Health. It's a special feature. Good Day Health Show is the podcast. Good Day Health Show is where you find the proof that drinking coffee can be beneficial.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Did you know that as we age, our brains actually lose volume, and that makes us more susceptible to diseases such as Alzheimer's? But there are things people can do to protect their brain health.
Staying mentally active, mentally engaged, socially engaged, physically active. Yes, diet probably plays some role, are all important things. But the emphasis really needs to be on lifelong engagement in these activities, not starting at age 70 after doing none of them before that.
Dr. David Notman is a neurologist and Alzheimer's expert. He says it's also important to take care of your heart because
the only other key risk factor that we know about is for dementia in general, and is probably related to cerebrovascular disease, and that's avoidance of diabetes, avoidance of hypertension, avoidance of obesity, good exercise, good diet, and avoiding smoking.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with a couple of ladies who have a very compelling story. I want everybody to sort of hear, thinking about getting pregnant or maybe you've had problems in getting pregnant. This is the story of my daughter, as a matter of fact. There are a number of things you can do, but none of them are easy when you have a hard time getting pregnant, especially if there are special situational circumstances. Barbara Calora is here with us. She's the president of Resolve, which is the National Infertility Association. And also joining us is a patient named Leah Schuster-Beyer, who I'm going to start with, Leah, if I may. You're from New York. You had a rare blood problem. Would you tell us your story a little bit and what happened on the way to your trying to become pregnant?
Sure, Doc. So I was diagnosed with a rare form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in January of 2018. Being 29, of course, building a family was top of my and my husband's radar at the time. And so before starting harmful treatment, which ultimately put me in menopause, I did the first half of IVF, meaning I froze embryos and eggs. I'm happy I did that because after having a stem cell transplant just a few months ago, I am now in menopause at 31. It's unclear whether I will leave menopause, but I will have options to start a family because I have embryos and eggs in the freezer.
So you heard of this organization, I'm guessing, and there's new laws that are going to affect next year, in vitro fertilization laws that will mean a lot to people like you. Let's have Ms. Calora explain what those are all about. And tell us a little of your story, too, would you please, Barbara?
Sure. Thanks for having us, Doug. I am with Resolve, the National Infertility Association, and we have put together a committed coalition of organizations, nonprofits, pharmaceutical companies, and we are advocating for coverage around the country. Look, one of the biggest barriers for people getting care is lack of insurance coverage for infertility. And so we've worked very hard. We recently got a law passed in New York State. It'll actually take effect in January, and it's going to provide not only IVF coverage, but for people like Leah, it's now going to cover fertility preservation for people who might be facing cancer. So you can freeze your sperm and egg before going through cancer treatments. You know, if you think about it, somebody like Leah, you're diagnosed with cancer, you need to start that treatment quickly.
Yeah.
And how are you going to save up the money, right, to do part of the IVF cycle? And so now having this insurance coverage in New York State, we also have it in a few other states, is really important.
You know, it's interesting. I'm recounting my daughter's experience with this, and she went through two cycles before she got pregnant. She was not sick. She didn't have the same experience as Leah did, but it was hard for them to get pregnant. And so I chipped in, and I guess a couple of other people helped to make it happen because it's expensive. And so this insurance, if I'm to read into this properly, will help defray the costs of doing this. Is that right? Is that what this new law is about in New York?
Yeah, exactly. The new law will allow people who need to freeze their sperm and egg, it's going to be covered by insurance, and that's going to be standard care in New York State. So this is a big game changer.
Yeah, this sort of brings to mind something that's not a political discussion, but there are a lot of things that women don't have coverage on insurance-wise that men do, or there are similar circumstances where men have certain things that are thought to be necessary for their health and well-being, and similar things that women have that they don't have coverage on, that becomes a source of conversation, kind of a sore spot with me. So I'm glad to see. I didn't even think about this, but it really is expensive, and so it makes sense to make it part of your insurance coverage. So how are you doing, Leah? What's happening with you in wanting to be pregnant?
So I'm fortunately in remission as of January of this year, but I am at 31 in menopause, and so currently unable to think about pregnancy. It will take me about 18 to 24 months to be cleared by my oncologist, and my hope is by that point my husband and I will be able to use the frozen eggs and, eggs and embryos that we have.
That would be our wish for you as well. Good luck to you. It's not an easy battle, that's for sure. But this is very interesting. If you'd like more information on this issue, resolve.org is the website for Resolve, from which Barbara Calera comes. And our thanks to Leah Schuster-Beer for telling us her story. Resolve.org, 10 before the hour.
War. warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
After the hour, time for us to spend time with your pet and your pet's favorite friend other than you. That would be in the person of Warren Eckstein, who's the host for many years of The Pet Show, heard around the world, and literally around the world, around the country, every weekend. Warren has a great website, petshow.com. He does lots of research. He's been doing training and helping people with their dogs since 1832, actually, I think was the first year that he did. See, people give me that schwerba, so I just every once in a while like to have a little fun, because you and I are contemporaries, and we've had a lot of good broadcasting years, and there's a lot of good broadcasting years in front of us. Here's the story from Louisville today. Warren, animal abuse offenders in Louisville are going to be publicly listed on a registry that's just like the sex offender registry. How do you like that? Pet stores, shelters, required to check the public list before they allow anybody to adopt a pet. So what do you think of that idea?
Great idea.
That was...
I got more excited when you started. I thought you said they would be lynched, not on a list.
Maybe, yeah. But why don't we get this introduced like into the Santa Monica City Council or
there are,
L.A. City
Council? Try to get anything through the Santa Monica.
Well, Council. That's true. Yeah, right. Yeah.
The bottom line is this, though. In other words, there are cities and counties across the country now that are doing this, which mm-hmm. is a great idea. I think it's the super idea because this way before someone adopts a dog, or buys a dog, they can be checked out to find out if they have any.
They have to. They get on the registry. They have to pay an annual registration fee of $100 if you're an offender.
Is it going to work, though? Is it going to work? What if their girlfriend gets them the dog, their boyfriend gets them the dog, their mother gets them the dog?
It's a start, though.
I hope it does work.
It?
Exactly. Yeah. It is a start. Right. You're absolutely right. It's a start.
If people do not report themselves, they go to jail for 2 months and they get a $1,000 fine.
But you know,
it's a start.
Yeah, but, you know, Doug, having served as a peace officer in the state of New York in investigating animal abuse, I remember I prosecuted the first case of cat abandonment in the country, and the woman got a $25 fine. So that's part of it. But I also think that the fines and the things like that should be increased for anyone that abuses an animal. Just that simple.
Well,
abuse an animal, go to jail. That simple.
I don't think we talked about this here. You may have talked about it on your weekend program. The Senate passed a bill recently that makes animal cruelty a federal felony. It's called the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. It was bipartisan, passed in the House last month. I think we talked about it when the House passed it. Now the Senate has it. So this is something that's sort of in tune with what we just said about having a registry for pet offenders.
Absolutely. But we know from studies that anyone who abuses an animal potentially can abuse a person. So in other words, it's kind of like the first, I remember years ago I did a story on how veterinarians should report any type of animal abuse to authorities based on the fact that it could be triggering something else, especially if the abuse was done by a child. So there's things that can be done. I think all of these things are positive. They're all beneficial. But I think the most important thing we can do is educate kids in school a little bit more about taking care of animals, which we're not doing enough of.
No, that's for sure. Absolutely not doing enough. National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day taking place because there are a lot of forms of canine cancer that people don't know much about, including lymphoma. So what do you know or what can you tell us about the sorts of diseases that animals have that are similar to what humans have?
You know, it's kind of interesting, Doug, because my little sister, who I lost about a year ago, was ultimately lymphoma. One of the things that we need to understand now, and a lot of people don't, I get this on my show all the time, is a lot of people are unaware that in the veterinary profession there are just as many specialties as there are in the human profession. So, for example, if your dog is diagnosed with some type of cancer by your general veterinarian, that's great, and thank him and work with him, but maybe you should take your dog to a veterinary oncologist or a veterinary dermatologist. Whatever disease your pet may have, it's always a good idea to go to a specialist. Number one, they're up to date on the newest treatments, but even more important than that is it may cost you a little bit more money up front, but you're going to get a quicker diagnosis and probably a quicker resolution. So I'm a big fan, and especially with cancer. Cancer is on the increase with dogs and cats, and diabetes and all of these problems. So it's important that you go to your regular veterinarian, but you also speak to your veterinarian about the possibility of seeing a specialist. I have a friend of mine whose dog was diagnosed with cancer. His vet told him there's nothing they can do. 3-4 months, the dog's going to be gone. Went to an oncologist. They did whatever they did. I think they did some laser therapy. And this is 3.5 years later, and the dog's doing fine.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. There's a bingo for you. So all kinds of tips and help when it comes to your pet questions, answers, philosophy, experience. That's Warren Eckstein in a nutshell. Your animal will benefit by listening every week. I can see your animals now with the headsets on. That'd be cool. Warren Eckstein. Check out, by the way, Warren, my Facebook page, Doug Steffen. You see a picture of a dog.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.